Unit 1, page 12, exercise 4. 1.
My friend Tina has always got a lot of energy. She often helps me to do things I'd never do on my own because she's got more confidence than I have. For instance, we were skateboarding in the park yesterday with friends. Everyone was going down a steep hill, but I was really nervous. I didn't want to fall off. I nearly walked down instead. Then Tina went down, and that gave me more confidence. She encouraged me to try it too. I got safely to the bottom, and I was very pleased with myself.
2.
My friend Ben is very friendly, and everyone likes him. We generally go out together, meeting friends, that sort of thing. Ben doesn't work very hard at school, and he never gets good marks. Now I'm starting to get bad results at school too. My parents say I mustn't see Ben so often. They think it's his fault if I don't work. It's hard because we get on very well and I enjoy doing things with him. And it's my fault, really, if I don't work. I find it difficult to say no when he calls me. I'm also a bit lazy, I think.
3.
The person who influences me the most is my grandmother, Penelope. I always call her Gran or Penny. She's the person I always talk to when I need help, and she never lets me down. For example, when I started my new school, a girl in my class bullied me. The girl was also very arrogant, and nobody liked her. I told my grandmother about it. She told me not to be afraid and to just walk away from the girl when she was unkind. It worked, and she stopped bullying me.
4.
I used to spend hours every night playing on my computer or watching TV. My school results were bad, and I argued with my parents a lot. I didn't change until Steve and I started hanging out together. We have similar interests, but Steve also studies hard. Now, Steve and I often do our homework together, and then we go out and have fun. My marks are getting better, and I feel good about myself now.